Welcome to the Bull Gap Journal here in the Radio Alabama studio in Sylacauga, Alabama. On the Bull Gap Journal, we talk about life, leadership, and common sense, things that touch us every day in our lives. Joining me today is Camilla. Yes. Did I get it right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we were having a discussion whether I could pronounce it right. Camilla. Camilla Friday from Sylacauga, a recent graduate of Sylacauga High School. Good on you.
Sure. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
How was that?
It was great. I loved it. I was ready to graduate.
Yeah, you know I'm an old Sylacauga Aggie from,
yes, sir.
I can't even remember, 1965, maybe, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Well, good on you. So how was graduation?
It was fun. It was good seeing everybody for the last time. It was sad, of course, but I was ready. I was ready to graduate.
So did you tell them that? I'm ready.
Yeah.
Just put that, I got it.
Yeah.
See y'all. Okay.
Yes, so
in high school, you've got a number of accolades here.
Oh,
so how did you finish up? Were you at the... class?
Yes, I finished number two, so I was salutatorian.
Oh, that's good. Congratulations.
Thank you. I got to speak and everything, so that was real fun.
Yeah. Well, I see one thing here. You were the state winner in public speaking
in
1920.
Sir.
Was that with Future Business Leaders of America?
Yes, sir.
It
was the intro to public speaking, so I got I got fourth place in the state, so it was real fun.
Nice. Getting
to the nationals, and it was during the COVID year, so it was 2020.
Yeah.
So it was weird kind of forming around that, but it was still fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
So I know Camilla because she was in our Leadership Sylacauga class this past year. I got to know her. She was an outstanding participant in that class. Had a lot to offer folks, and I appreciate your being in that.
Thank you.
Yes,
yeah, sir. Thank
good
you.
Deal. So you accolades, Miss Sylacauga's team, 23-24. Like I said, you attended the Leadership Sylacauga class in 24, and you got dual enrollment as you were in high school.
Yes, sir.
Are you an overachiever? Or?
That's my mom, my dad say, and everybody. They say I'm going to try hard.
I'm just yeah. kidding. Okay.
They say I'm going to try hard. I'm like, no.
Okay. So, you know, Camilla and I had been talking about things that are important, particularly in leadership, her experience in leadership at Sylacauga High School. And I asked her what she felt like was... a very important ingredient for that. And I'm going to let you tell the folks what your answer was.
So I said a big ingredient, like you said, to being a good leader is to be able to listen. So being able to listen to your peers and listen to other people, especially like your mentors and your leaders, is how you become a better leader and how you form different connections and make them trust you more.
Okay, so I'm going to pull a thread on something you just said there. Mm-hmm. Listening helps make you a better leader. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Probably just because, I mean, it allows them to trust you more. I mean, people, your mentors, people who are your leaders, and people who are not so below you, but, you know, people who, you know, kind of look to you for leadership.
Yeah.
If you listen to their ideas and they listen to yours, then they're kind of going to automatically listen to yours because you're having that same interaction with them.
So it builds this
this
spirit of trust.
Yeah, yes, sir.
And you know, that's something that I personally think is so important in terms of leadership and followership is that it's based on trust.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Because, you know, we've had the discussion, particularly in Leadership Sylacauga, about how difficult it is if you're a leader and you've not established that bond of trust, and people don't trust you, then chances are you're going to have a difficult time establishing yourself as their leader.
Exactly.
I mean, that's pretty basic stuff.
Sir.
But you know, I see that. So in your youth, you've discovered that early on. So did you have experiences to where you realized that this was important, so that this became a life learning thing for you?
Oh, yes, I mean, I'm SGA president, I'm student government president at the high school. So I kind of grew up in the student government, you know, association, and kind of feeling towards, you know, people and my peers. And I feel like I figured out a good way to have people trust you is to be able to listen to their ideas. I was SGA external vice president my junior year, so last year. And it was I was able to plan the 125th anniversary of Sylacauga High School, so for the homecoming. So that was a big way to be able to listen to community leaders, because that was a really big time where we had to be really involved within the community as well. So, I mean, planning the homecoming parade, that's whenever we brought back the bonfire. I mean, you may remember that from being in high school, but I mean, a bunch of stuff we reiterated with the community. I had to listen to the community, but then I had to also listen to my peers and listen to people who were students of the school and figure out what they wanted to do as well.
Good. So now this is an interesting thing. You listen to old folks in the community.
No.
No, I'm just, but that's important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That you listened and got the input.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as you enter, and I have a feeling this, as we look down the road, you're going to be see more and more opportunity to exercise yourself as a leader.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's one of the most important things you can do, let's say, when you get into a new leadership opportunity and you want to establish yourself as as a friendly candidate
for
leadership?
Going back to our last Leadership Sylacauga meeting, one thing that you really said was that a good leader has to have humility. And that's something I never heard before. And I really did like that. And, you know, it's about if I mess up, if I make the wrong call on something. I mean, this is the end. If I'm a leader, you know, on the golf course as golf team captain, you know, if I mess up and say something wrong, I have to have humility and be like, oh, that's my fault. I was wrong on that. And then, you know, instead of kind of having that sense of pride within myself to not admit that I'm wrong.
Yeah, good deal. We're talking about listening, but humility begins to figure into that.
And one
of the things that we talked about, and I'll just offer this so that we began to look at what finally became clear to me as a very simple but understandable definition of humility, and that was being free from pride and arrogance.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And boy, that struck with me.
It struck with me too. Yeah.
Yes, because what that means is that you know, for whatever reason, we grow up with this idea about humility and being humble. It had escaped me until recently that the real meaning was freeing myself from my own self-pride and freeing myself from my arrogance that I would think I'm so important that, you know, I reign here.
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
So in listening, going back to this thing that you said was important, those things sort of figure into being an active and a friendly listener, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, sir.
So, if we look at, I need to unlock what I think's important, and I need to listen to the other person.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
The other person.
100%.
Good deal. Well, I'm excited about your future. So what do you think's next on your scope?
Well, I'm attending Auburn University, and I'm majoring in biomedical sciences.
Great.
So. I'm still trying to figure out my minor yet. I'm technically kind of going in as a sophomore because I've taken a lot of dual enrollment.
Right.
But I'm excited to kind of be able to figure out what I want to do. I'm going there on the pre-medical track. So a lot of leadership opportunities in my future,
for sure.
Which I'm excited for.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially in the med tech world. I've been doing some reading that there's quite a need, quite a call for leaders in that
yes,
community.
Sir.
So good on you. All right, so as we close this out, anything you want to tell folks? I know we've sort of nibbled around the edges about listening and leadership and common sense. So anything that you want to say that you would pass on in a moment of experience, wisdom, or mentoring to folks about listening?
It's more just, I mean, listening to the people to not have that pride within yourself, kind of like we already touched on, you know, don't be arrogant with being a leader. Have that, you know, humility and be humble.
Right.
Kind of like you said how you ended up, to be humble. Of course, you know, you have to be humble whenever you're listening to people, not even just talking to, you know, the people who are kind of under you in leadership positions, people who are over you as well. So you don't have that sense of...
Good deal. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I know your folks are proud of you. I think you've done some remarkable things exceptionally well in your young career. You know, I was a back row C student. I'm sorry. That was Bob. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So I really appreciate what you've done, what you're going to do. And we look forward to hearing more good things from you as you go down to Auburn, War Eagle.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
War Eagle.
Yeah, that's right. So I better say Roll Tide or I'll get in trouble too.
Yeah.
I got to remember, we come together as a united Alabama family here, and,
right.
and we got to claim one or the other.
No.
But in all sense, I appreciate both universities, all the sure. universities in our great state. And I just appreciate that you're here. And, you know, I hope that, you know, it's very important for folks like you to come back to this community and share. So
yes,
I just
yes,
put
sir.
That plug in of, you know, we look forward to you coming back here in a few years down the road and
yeah.
making a difference for
yes,
the community in Sylacauga and East Central Alabama. So good on you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay. No, thank you. So, Robert Holmes here with Camilla Friday. It's my guest, a recent graduate of Sylacauga High School. And we've talked about the importance of listening to be a good leader, to be a good friend. Listening is so important. If you like what you've heard on the Bull Gap Journal, and by the way, we're an award-winning show, Alabama Broadcasting Association, deemed to give us an annual award last year for 2023. You've helped make that happen by listening and participating in the Bull Gap Journal. If you want to learn more, we talk about leadership, life, common sense, go to radioalabama.net/bullgap and you can find out more. It's Robert Holmes. Thanks for being with us.